I am Roberta Schultz. Celebrating its 31st year in 2013, Kentucky Crafted the Market has been named number one fair and festival in the country 4 times by the readers of American Style magazine. The Southeast Tourism Society has named it a top 20 event for 15 years. This year, the market offers the best in Kentucky traditional and contemporary art, music, film, and food, all under one roof at the Lexington Convention Center on March 2nd and 3rd in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Of course, my favorite part of the market is the music. Not only will there be a made-to-be-played exhibit dedicated to the memory of master luthier, craftsman, instrument inventor, and musician Homer Ledford, but there will also be a stage showcasing performers from the Kentucky Arts Council's Performing Arts Directory. This year, Northern Kentucky is well represented in that lineup. At 10 a.m. on March 2nd, you can hear the classical jazz of Richard Goring. Goring delivers beautiful classical, funky fingerstyle, and passionate Latin guitar with equal mastery. His improvisations and arrangements of jazz standards and popular tunes both engage and captivate. Okay, but here's my testimony. I once saw Richard improvise accompaniment for a classical singer on one song and then turn around to play Fly Me to the Moon for a jazz ensemble on the next number with no rehearsal. If you stick around the market until 3 p.m. on Saturday, you will hear Covington's own Northern Kentucky Brotherhood singers who do gospel and a cappella like no one else. Begun as a Jubilee-style a cappella sacred gospel quartet, the Brotherhood singers have expanded their repertoire to include patriotic, holiday, and feel-good R&B music. Lately, they've sung the national anthem at major sporting events, including Bengals games. I have always marveled at their ability to grab a starting pitch out of thin air. On Sunday, March 3rd at 11 a.m., you can catch your Northern Kentucky acts back-to-back. Kyle Meadows and Tisa McGraw perform Celtic, Appalachian, and pop tunes on hammered dulcimer and Celtic harp. Believe me, you've never heard Stop in the Name of Love until you've heard Kyle perform it with those hammers. The blend of Celtic harp and hammered dulcimer makes for some breathtaking arrangements. Up at noon is blues man extraordinaire Greg Schauber, who is, in my humble opinion, one of the best guitarists on the planet. He moves easily between blues styles, including Mississippi Bottleneck, the smoother Texas guitar style, and even the rag-influenced Piedmont approach. He ties his jaw-dropping licks together with anecdotes and humor. He once patiently taught me to play a guitar lead for the Motels' Only the Lonely, note for note. That, my friends, is a feat in itself. And besides all of these great Northern Kentucky acts, you can enjoy some straight-up jazz, bluegrass, roots, singer-songwriter, gypsy jazz, and world, as performers like Mitch Barrett, the Real World String Band, Carla Van Hoos and the Kentucky Travelers, Oslin Daily Duo, Heath and Molly, and No Tools Loaned grace the Kentucky stage. One of the most delightful acts scheduled this year is Appalatin, a unique band blending Appalachian and Latin roots who are based in Louisville. You can link to the Kentucky stage schedule and find all market ticket information by going to the Kentucky Arts Council website. For Around Cincinnati, I am Roberta Schultz.